Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Calling to see what kind of program you have.
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you there. Could you please repeat that?
I was calling to see how your loan program works.
Sure. Did you receive a mailer in the mail from us by chance?
Right.
Okay. Was there a 16-digit reservation code along with that?
Yes, there is.
One second, please. Let me just pull up my the right screen here, and then I can punch that in, and we can pull up the information we have on your business. Okay, I am ready when you are.
2511.
Okay.
3901.
All right.
0011.
Okay.
0770.
All right. One moment, please. And my name's Zach, by the way. Who am I speaking with?
Ray.
Hey, Ray. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. All right. And that is... Okay. That is Pope Davis Tire and Service Center, correct?
That's it.
All right. Hey, Ray, we got a new phone system about 2 weeks ago. We've had a couple dropped calls here and there. What would be a good number to reach back out to you if, God forbid, the call were to drop?
803-771-4637.
All right, perfect. Thank you. I appreciate that. Had that happen to me a couple times this week, and I almost freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, one second. Hold on here. Come on, computer. Be nice to me. All right, there we go. Okay, so just want to confirm real quickly some information that we have on file for you. Your business location is still located at the 631 South Assembly Street address in Columbia, South Carolina?
Yes.
Excellent. And then the business classification, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp?
This is S-Corp.
S-Corp, perfect. Okay. So what you had received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a multitude of programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Do you guys, is this Visa? I'm not sure how your program works.
No. So we have two main programs here. One is our working capital program. And are you familiar with that, or have you ever heard of that? At all?
I've heard.
Okay. So the way that our working capital program works is we're able to lend off of the sales from the year previous, you know, typically around 8 to 12% of what you did last year, as unsecured cash to use as you see fit to help grow your business. Would you happen to know by chance what you did ballpark-wise last year as far as sales were concerned?
Our total sales are about 8.5%.
Okay. You know, just based off of that number, we could potentially, you know, make 70 upwards of 90 to 100,000 available for the business. You know, was that enough for what you're looking to do, or?
No, I'm just trying to see what's out here to get about 150 for a year or 18 months or something like that.
Okay. Well, that's definitely not out of the realm of possibility.
We did $8.5 million.
Oh, $8.5 million. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely in the realm of possibility. I'm sorry. I thought you said eight. I thought you was $850,000. I apologize.
Oh no. We have 8 stores in the Columbia area here.
Oh wow. Okay. And was this are this for more expansion or just some operational expenses or?
Both. We are expanding in what's called a mid-range fleet business. We bought a small operation earlier this year, and we've been growing that, but it's sucking up some cash. And
kind of depleting the reserves.
What's the fastest way to take care of the short-term issue? So I'm just calling around to see what kind of programs are out there.
Sure. So just looking for a quick cash infusion of sorts.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And you know, we work at a very expedited rate. You know, we just need to look at a couple documents. We have a one-page application. We look at 6 months of bank statements to verify cash flow. First 2 pages of the most recent tax return, just to verify sales. You know, if you did have any other working capital loans out, the information on that is all we would require to have some feedback for you in about 24 hours. If you do like the offer that we have, you know, it could be another 48 to 72 hours to have funds wired into your account. So it takes about 4 to 5 days from beginning to end to, you know, complete the process. Was there an immediate need? I know that you said that you're just seeing what's out there, but did you need an infusion pretty quickly here? Or?
No, I'm just trying to get something done in the next couple of weeks.
But, okay.
So how does your program work? What's your interest rate, that kind of thing?
Sure, sure. So typically the loans in length are 6 months to 18 to 24 months. I have seen 36 month loans as well. Three payment options, daily, weekly, monthly. It's just a matter of where we can fit you into our programs. Typically, first-time customers would either have you know, a daily or a weekly payment. I have seen first-time customers receive monthly payments as well. Again, it's a matter of seeing where we can fit you into our programs. How would you rate your personal credit by chance? Is, you know, above average, average, maybe a little below?
I don't know. I don't look at it very often.
Okay. The other reason I ask is it's just one of the factors that we look at, you know, as well as time in business. How long have you guys been in business?
Since 79.
Since 79. Wow. Congratulations.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So definitely that's going to be working in your favor. And again, cash flow, it sounds like there is ample cash flow there to see what would make available. You know, I would love to send you out an email with the other documentation that we would require, you know, just to see what we can make available for you.
Okay. What's your interest rate like if you were to do 150? What would be pay you back daily?
Sure. Sure. So they are unsecured loans, so it is a little more expensive. Typically, rates start right around 10 cents on the dollar. And can go up from there. Again, you know, the factors like time in business and credit would affect that either, you know, positively or negatively to see where, you know, which way those rates would go. But on the other side of things, we do have early payment discounts depending on the program that you get in. So there's incentive there to pay off early, which would kind of knock off the higher interest rate. So certain programs we forgive 25% of the remaining interest. Other programs we have, we would give 5 to 6% of the remaining balance. So there's kind of a trade-off there with the little bit higher rate because it's unsecured, if that makes sense.
I'm just trying to understand what's out here.
So let's say a best case scenario, and you were to borrow you know, $150,000 over the course of a year. You know, and everything looks awesome, amazing, and it's 10 cents on the dollar. You borrow, you know, $150,000, and hold on 1 second. Darn it, my computer just acted up. 1 second, please. I'm sorry. You know, total payback would be, you know, $165,000 off the, so $15,000 basically would be the cost of the funds. You know, is that something that would be feasible for the business? Have you approached your local bank and seen what they potentially could do for you?
Well, no, I haven't. I just, banking just such a long, drawn out process these days.
It is. Yeah. You know, I've heard customers saying most recently that there's some pretty inappropriate questions on there about family members and things like that, and, you know, just coming short of wanting a blood sample for you from you to see what they can make available to you for you.
Well, I think we all know that banking has been kind of taken over by the government, and all the stuff they're supposed to get from you these days is just really
bizarre.
Gosh, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
I used to get loans. I used to get loans from the bank in 3 days, and now it's
6 months.
6 weeks. Yeah, 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months. My God, golly.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that. I was speaking with a customer last week, and he had approached his bank, and they're asking information about his children and his grandchildren, and it's just like, why do you need to know these things? This is, absolutely bizarre.
Yeah, and the answer I've been getting is the new laws, all the new laws they have to follow. Like, my gosh, why don't y'all get back to just taking care of customers and tell the government to jump in a lake? You know?
Yeah, to put it where the sun don't shine. They just stay out of our business.
right. The banking world, they know, they have people that are smart enough to figure out whether or not to loan money, and you don't need the government creating all these
barriers.
Bureaucracy.
Yeah.
The bureaucracy. I know last time I did a small business loan back in 07, something like that,
mm-hmm.
The attorney fees were $35,000.
Are you kidding me?
I can't believe it. I went to closing, and my lawyer said he had on the little HUD statement $15,000, and then he had seller's attorney fees $12,000 or something like that. I'm like, what? This got to be a misprint.
Yeah.
He said, oh, no, it's the SBA paperwork we had to do.
Like, are you sure you didn't add an extra zero there on accident?
Oh, they $35,000. I just couldn't believe it. So I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. That doesn't even seem seems borderline illegal.
This is on a $600,000 deal. Yeah.
Holy cow. Well, we don't operate like that, fortunately. And we work at a...
Anytime they say, well, we could always do SBA, that'd be a no way.
Yeah.
I don't go near that craziness, man.
Yeah, just pump your brakes right there. We're stopping right there.
Yeah.
Hey, so Ray, I'd like to send you out a little bit more information if possible, to see what we can make available for you. Is that a possibility?
Sure.
What would be a good email address that I could send you out that additional information?
It's Ray Bryson, Bryson.
Okay.
Hope Davis. Tire.com.
And is there a dash between the Pope Davis, or is it just one?
No.
Okay.
No dash.
PopeDavisTire.com. So I'm going to shoot you out an email, and I'm going to attach an application with it, and then the other requirements that we would need to see what we can make available. And then my direct dial will be on there as well. So if you do have any further questions, I know that you're in the preliminary stages, but if you wanted to reach out to me at any point, you can always do that. I'm here to help you out.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And yeah, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have any further questions for me at this point?
Not at this point. Just trying to see what's out here.
Okay. Hey, well, Ray, I do appreciate your time today. I'll have that email over to you in about 10 minutes. Would you like me to follow up with you in a couple of days just to make sure that you had received it?
Yeah, you could. I'll need it out, but that'd be fine.
Okay, how about I just try to give you a holler on Friday just to make sure. And if you're not there, I'll just leave you a voicemail.
That'd be fine.
All righty. Well, I do appreciate your time today. I'm going to shoot you out that email, and then we'll talk on Friday.
Okay, then.
Thank you, Ray. All righty. Bye-bye. Okay.